Everybody, it's a House of Dark. Welcome to Real Talk. I literally was going to wait until the next, you know, tomorrow to like record this video or video this podcast. But I saw a video that dropped that says Flashpoint, or for those who don't know, the Flash movie is a prime opportunity to reset the DC cinematic universe. And I say nay, but we'll get to that in a second. So, for those who don't know, this past Saturday, DC Fandome happened. And for those who don't know what DC Fandome is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It is literally a showcase of all DC-related things, TV, movie, games, comics, clearly, get revealed or expanded upon or talked about or, you know, things like that. And this was like a 3-hour like thing. Here's the problem I have with DC Fandome this year. There's only 3 things that turned out. Okay, you could technically say 4 or 5, but like there's a lot of stuff that happened in DC Fandome I didn't care about. Like they went back and like paid tribute to like Smallville. Okay, whatever. Because apparently I guess Smallville hit 20 years. All right, yay. You know, big deal. Like, we're not here for... And then they talk... They're doing, like, goodbye stuff for Supergirl because Supergirl's on their last season. They're talking about how Grant Gustin's... Or CW's Flash, he's finally getting his gold boots, which, like, that doesn't save story... Bad storytelling. So I don't care about that. And now you guys are like, whoa, you're being bitter. Look. One of my buddies, CB Otaku, has literally banned himself from watching anything DC-related or he banned himself from ever trusting anything that WB/DC will do with that content, because you guys, let's be real, DC, when it comes to especially their movies, are all over the place. And some of these decisions are just bad. And I will say this about DC Fandome. We only had 2 really good announcements. And one of them I'm still iffy about. And I say the only one I cared about was like we got actual footage of The Rock as Black Adam. We actually got actual footage of him. It's early in it's the early part of the movie, but nevertheless, like you see him show up. He hasn't spoken yet, and he's already disintegrated the man. He literally turned that man to bones. And I was like, wow, we're just going in. Okay, so. There's some promise there, you know, and they did a lot of behind the scenes stuff, like the behind the scenes for the new Aquaman, the behind the scenes for the new Shazam, which I didn't realize Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren were in that movie until I saw a thing. But I was like, my problem was but we have no footage. We just see you guys recording. So you have stuff you could show, but you didn't show it. All right, whatever. I hate behind the scenes stuff when we don't have a trailer that dropped. Stuff they announced in DC Fandome, we already knew that they're coming out with a new Gotham Knights game where Batman dies and pretty much all the Bat family is called to defend the city. So you have Nightwing, Damian. I refuse to call him Robin. It's Damian. I hate Damian Wayne. I hate him so much. You have Red Hood, and they all pretty much are staying. Hopefully they'll get DLCs. You can get like Red Robin, maybe Batwing, whoever. Anyways, the point is, they're coming in to, like, pretty much protect the city. Whoever the true bad guy is, that wasn't revealed. Actually, I don't even think this trailer was new. I gotta go back and look, because I remember the announcement when they first dropped it about Gotham Knights, and I swear that's the same footage I saw from last time. But I could be wrong. But, at least we got some gameplay footage. That's better than Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. I think that's what the title of the game is called. We got a hardcore CG trailer, which I'm like, we had a CG trailer last time. Where's the gameplay footage? And that's my issue with that one. And I'm not going to lie, Suicide Squad, the game, is starting to feel a lot like the Guardians game that's coming out soon, actually. It's the same feel. Granted, it's 2 different universes, but the feel is the same. There's something about it that bugs me. But we knew about those things. So those weren't big reveals. We knew about both those games because we saw trailers for them last year, or the year before. I can't remember when. It wasn't too long ago. Not a lot of big announcements, you know. We knew about they were working on a Batgirl movie, and we knew that they cast the actress. And granted, they talked to her. They talked about the new Blue Beetle movie. I can't remember if it was either movie or show. I know we're getting a new Blue Beetle. We're getting Batgirl. They talked about season two of Stargirl, which, by the way, season two, they showed a scene that we didn't, that I feel like this should have been saved for the show and not for the trailer, not for the sneak peek. I feel like they dropped the ball on that one. It was major. It was like, whoa, that's big. What's happening there? I feel like they messed up on that one. But yeah, they showed a lot behind the scenes for the new Aquaman. They showed behind the scenes for the new Shazam, which I was just kind of like, all right, I mean, that's great, but you're not really giving us anything. So a lot of branding, you know what I mean? Granted, look, it's a show. So obviously in a show, you're going to be dropping, you know, some merch for people that want to buy. You know what I mean? I get it. When you go to like big events like Comic Cons or any kind of con or even like game tournaments, there's going to be merchandise to purchase. I'm not saying you shouldn't have it. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't promote it. But there's a lot of promoting in this DC fandom. There really was. Even this like brand of hat that like I would never, it's like they're supposedly dropping this new hat. Some NFL guy has a brand of hats he's selling, which, by the way, I would never wear this hat. It's not because it just doesn't fit me. It's not my style. It's some Pharrell looking kind of hat. It's not my style. And they're making a new Superman style one, which, by the way, they didn't even show us. So I don't even know what the hat looks like. They just talked about it. We don't know what it looks like. But I'm pretty sure that hat's probably gonna cost like $100 at least. They talked to Patty Jenkins and Linda Carter about Wonder Woman and how important Wonder Woman is. And I'm okay with that. You know, a lot of Smallville stuff. They did, like I said, a lot of CW-ing things. And then they talked about Injustice the movie. So for those who don't know, Injustice is a story arc about what a Superman goes rogue. That's essentially what it is. There's more to it than that. But the Injustice movies is actually based off the story from the games that were made by NetherRealm Studios. Injustice 1 and I don't know if they're going to have an Injustice 2, but at least Injustice 1. There's the Injustice 1 game, and there's the comic books that happened before and after the Injustice game that kind of explain everything. My thing is, I didn't ask for an Injustice film. We didn't need it. Because, look. And what you call it, mentioned it before, like there's a Justice League movie where they fight the like Ultraman and like the bad guys versions of themselves from a different Earth. So why are we getting this version? And I was like, to me personally, it's just a cash grab, an excuse to show Superman be violent. It really is. It's not that like the story arc's bad. I played both games, so I know the story. And like, there's so much cinematic stuff in the games. I have no reason to want to watch it as a film because I've seen it in a cinematic level. And I feel like that with a lot of games. A lot of games these days have a lot of cinematic stuff to it, a lot of voiceovers, a lot of stuff in it that like, it pretty much they're their own show / movie themselves. So to turn it into a film seems pointless. It's not like a book or a comic where you wish you like, man, I would love to see this done live, or you know, you have to imagine it. In a game where there's RCG cinematics and there's like, you know, like I said, these days you got voice actors, all the stuff that's happening, you know, between like things like Mass Effect and Injustice 1 and 2 and like Last of Us and all these other games that are out there, making movies of these things kind of seem redundant. And I feel the same way about this Injustice movie. You know, shout outs to Ed Boon and all. I love it. I'm very glad you made the Injustice games, but we didn't need this movie. I'll put a footnote on it. If this Injustice movie is a segue into the new Injustice game, I'm going to remind you everybody what happened in the earlier Injustice game to kind of get you ready for Injustice 3. Let's go. I'll take it. I'm not gonna watch the movie, but I'll buy the game. I'll take it. If that's what it leads to, I'll be okay with it. They dropped the trailer for the Flash movie with starting Ezra Miller. His first official. I don't think we ever had a Flash actual solo film, like live action. like TV shows are different, but like live action solo film, this is the first one. And we're already doing Flashpoint. What? What? First of all, okay. For those who don't know, Flashpoint is a story arc where Barry, for those who don't know, the Flash has the ability to go back in time or forward in time because he moves so fast. He transcends time and space and Jimmy Jams and Terry Lewis's and Bill Biv DeVoe, whatever. And so in this story, cause, and for those who don't realize, part of the reason why Barry is who he is because of his mother. And when his mother died, or murdered, it motivated him to become a forensic scientist. In turn, he was there for the lightning storm to hit him with all the chemicals to turn him into the Flash. But so he goes back in time, saves his mother, and it changes everything about the present time. He no longer has his powers, number one, because once again, like I said, she's the catalyst. Those Batman's different. Like everything changes. We're talking about everything changes. Like this one change in time changes everything present. And so the whole, at this point, it's all about fixing it, and it's really a sad story because in order for things to be normal, his mother has to die again, essentially. So it's a busted up story, and it kind of tells you, and it's kind of that story like you can't, if we could, we would change the past, but sometimes it's not, in certain situations, it's not worth it. It's this whole thing. But they're doing this for his first film, we're doing Flashpoint, which is a huge story arc. First of all, we haven't even got to know this version of Barry yet. And no, Justice League isn't enough to know this version of Barry Allen that stars Ezra Miller. His version we still haven't got to learn. So we're already doing a big story arc for a character we barely got to know. That's my problem. Number two, his suit looks like his Injustice suit from the game. I don't know why he has it, but it looks like it. Number three, I'm going to tell you this right now. The big selling point for this Flash movie, which by the way, it's called The Flash. It's not called Flashpoint, because I don't think they can get away with it. It's called The Flash. The big selling point is that Michael Keaton is putting on the cowl again. So he's coming back to play his universe's Batman. Because they confirmed in, the CW crossover that all the universes are canon. That includes the Michael Keaton Batman universe. That also includes the Birds of Prey TV series, things like that. They're all in the same universe. They're all connected. Not the same universe, they're all connected. And so we're gonna get old man bats with Michael Keaton, which first of all, Michael Keaton coming back, Michael Keaton being there to play Batman again, I think it's cool. But I also think that's the biggest selling point for The Flash. I guarantee you the next trailer we get, trailer number two, we're gonna get a lot more Michael Keaton footage. So to get you to want to watch that movie. We're not going to watch it because of Flash. We're going to watch it because of Michael Keaton. You think I'm playing? Watch. Watch the second trailer. Watch what happens. But the one thing that bugs me is that this isn't an opportunity for him to be his own character. So, and this is why I say this. So our first real experience with The Flash is not from BVS where you get the footage. You see him take on a Stop That Mugger. That doesn't count. And not even the footage in Suicide Squad when he stops Captain Boomerang. Cause it's short-lived. You see his interaction with the Justice League. Dealing with Bruce and Arthur and everybody. So you never got a chance to see him be, outside of that element. He had to play off these other names. For his character. We got faces in it. You can talk about from Jason Momoa down to J.K. Simmons to Ben Affleck. You know what I mean? You get all these, all these names, Gal Gadot, and all these, established actors who coming in here. You got Ezra. Like, I've never seen Ezra Miller do anything before this. So, if he was already established, that's great. But this is my first time dealing with the man. So, but I'm trying to figure out Barry, but I can't figure out Barry when you got all these other personalities involved. Now he gets his own solo film, and guess what? We got Supergirls in there. We have another Flash. So I don't know which Flash that is. I have to check. Clearly there's another Flash in there. And now you have Michael Keaton Batman. And it's just like, once again, he doesn't have an opportunity to give you a Barry without bouncing off all these other big characters that are involved in this movie. And I feel like that's a missed opportunity to establish him by himself before we get into another big arc. I mean, you know, I know they want to sit there and argue, you know, they don't want to be like Marvel, but think about it. Look at the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I know everyone probably would hate me for making that comparison, but look, you're a comic book universe making comic book movies. So in order for you to properly get your characters likable and established, you got to establish them as characters first. Don't go backwards. The only character we got to see before, like, literally a crossover film was Superman. And even he's not back. I'm going to get into that for in a minute. So we don't have a step. We don't have a reason to care about these characters. Well, granted, we got two Wonder Woman films. Granted, and they were both post Justice League. If I remember, I think, was the first one after BVS or after Justice League? I can't remember. I think her first one was after BVS. Aquaman didn't happen until after Justice League. So, you know, everyone's just kind of starting, you know, everyone's all over the place. And Shazam, who knows where he fell into the timeline. Everything's all over the place. And, like, so you can't get these established characters to even build up to Justice League. You know, you just gotta, like, you literally get a mouthful of fruit salad before deciding if you even like kiwi in your fruit salad. You know what I mean? You're like, kiwi, I don't know, fruit salad. You know what I mean? And that's a problem. We haven't got enough time. You never got a chance to even figure out if we even like these characters, these version of these characters yet, because they never gave us a chance. And they're doing it again with another crossover film, like Flashpoint, The Flash, to where he's never by himself. And it's just like, okay. And I don't like his suit. I don't like the fact that they gave him an Injustice suit. And if it was not Injustice, it is Injustice. Look at it. So that's my big issue with The Flash. Now let's move on to the big deal, the big trailer that came out at literally 3 hours into this, at the end. It was the last thing, is The Batman. Matt Reeves, The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz. I forget the guy who's playing the Riddler. Colin Farrell's in there. You're like, where's Colin Farrell? The chunky guy with the face? That's him. Guess who he is? He's Oswald Cobblepot. Yes, he is the Penguin. You know why I know that? Because I read too much. You know, you can't figure that out in the trailers, because you don't know. There's no indication whatsoever who he is. You just know there's this guy in there in the movie that Batman is dealing with. And, you know, so in the second trailer, it's not like, I know one of my friends, shout out to Tycoon, he's like, yeah, I'm glad that we don't know a lot. I'm not saying know a lot. I'm saying make it clear what's going on. I don't need to know the plot. First of all, it's Batman. We know the plot. He's Batman. But this version, at least so what they did explain before they dropped the trailer is that we're in year two of Batman. So he's not the established, you know, the greatest detective established that we know now in the comics. Or even we know from obviously from Keaton Batman to Batman Begins all the way down to Ben Affleck's Batman. He's still kind of, even in Batman Begins, he still was he was year one. So in this trailer, he's still trying to get used to being Batman. He's still dealing with his dark, the dark that's in him. He hasn't technically come to grips dealing with the death of his parents. You know, he just spent all his time training, getting ready. So he's not as controlled as we got to know him be in all the comics we've read to this point. He's very angry. He's very everything, you know. And so I'm okay with that. You know, it's like he's not established. He got this crazy loud muscle car instead of the quiet, stealthy car that we know from the comics. Tumblr doesn't count because that sucker is way too big. But somehow he still was able to disappear from people. And I'm okay with that part. My problem is, I feel like it's technically supposed to be, it's not Batman year one, it's more like Batman year two. You know, or Batman year one and a half. You know, so he's still early, fresh, new Batman. And I'm fine with that. I feel like, but when I watch this trailer, why does it feel like a combination of Batman year one and Hush? And I realized, because I watched it a couple of times. You guys don't know, when the first trailer came out, I had to watch it a few times before I realized I didn't like the trailer. This time around, I did the same thing, because I'm like, is it me? Am I just out of touch? Am I getting old man attitude already? I'm only 40, 41, and I'm already feeling like an old man attitude about stuff. I'm like, I hate everything! Okay, am I getting that attitude all of a sudden? Or am I just having issues with how they're doing this? And I was wondering, man, you got Penguin in, you got it. Why does it feel like, they took Hush in year one and made it this one film? And I went, wait, that's what it is. And I think that's what's getting me. I feel like I'm watching two different movies and two different arcs happening in one. Maybe there's maybe even a third arc in there I'm not even thinking about. But there's moments in this movie where, like, he's doing stuff and, like, Catwoman sees him and is, like, blown away by how angry he is. I'm like, that feels like some Hush stuff. Like, because when in Batman Hush, he was worked up. And then all of a sudden, like, and then obviously in year one, he's still learning how to be Batman. And I just feel like they're jumping between those two to make this movie. And I'm like, it kind of bugs me. And look, I didn't watch, and after watching the trailer, I wasn't hype. And I think that's what's killing me about this. Like, I'm not excited. And this is trailer two, by the way. And I'm a little bummed. Just a little bit, because I like Batman. Batman is definitely, he's on my list of, like, favorite DC characters, you know, in my top 10 at least. Top 10. And so I'm a little bummed because I don't know where they're going with this. And maybe that's a good thing, maybe it's not. I don't know. But it's just, I'm not excited. I will see. Maybe they'll surprise me. Maybe the lack of information is good and I'll be surprised when I get in there. I don't know. But the second trailer, and why is Zoe Kravitz's fingernails unreasonably long? You're Catwoman. Why are your fingers, it's so dumb. Anyways, there's just a lot of stuff in there. I'm like, it's just chaotic. And it bugs me. And I don't know, it just bums me out because I'm like, I'm just not excited. And I still haven't seen Andy Serkis as, first of all, Andy Serkis as Alfred. It's fantastical. I'm not gonna lie. But, we have yet to see him, Robert Pattinson, be Bruce. I mean, granted, like I said, year two, and yes, we know Batman is the real person who's in charge, and yes, we know that Bruce Wayne is the cover of the mask. We get it. But he still hasn't interacted with people. Batman still hasn't interacted with people. We just seen this brother walk around be angry and punch people and be dark and brooding. Nothing else has happened. So I have no reason to like Robert Pattinson as Batman. Matt Reeves said, yeah, he wouldn't even put on the suit. We were like, oh, he's the one. All right, we'll see. We'll see. I'm not excited. I haven't got excited yet. And so I think that's one of the things that kind of bums me out about this trailer. We waited so long for finding some more footage, and I'm still just as confused. And I'm still not hyped for Batman. You know, it's not like when I saw the trailer for Shang-Chi, the second one, I was like, okay, this movie's going to be dope. And the movie ended up being really good. You know, other than some issues, the movie ended up being really good. I don't feel that way with this new Batman trailer. And here's my thing. Here's my thing that also disappoints me about fandom. This is a time where you should drop anything about a new Superman something. And I'm not talking about Superman and Lois. We know Superman and Lois was going to get a season 2. I knew that before they even announced it. I knew that already. And having walked through the set of Superman and Lois, like, nobody asked for that. Nobody cares. You didn't even give us new footage, so nobody cares. We didn't get anything about Henry Cavill Superman. We already know that he's confirmed to be, his contract got renewed. We know for a fact that he's going to be appearing at least in part or in whole, like either he's going to do cameo. We know for a fact he's appearing in movies. We know for a fact whether it's going to be a sequel or what. We got nothing. And I feel like you keep giving us B-roll of other stuff, like no real trailers. Where's that? We got an interview with the new Batgirl with no footage. Where's the interview about whether or not we're going to get a new Superman? That's an important thing you should be dropping. It's so frustrating. So I was outside like Black Adam and a couple of little things here and there. Like the new season of Young Justice, yeah, that's cool. Even though we already knew that was happening, that's cool. You know what I mean? Little things every once in a while here and there. Like the new Aquaman that's on HBO Max right now, I kind of don't care. Looks like the artist who did Adventure Time. I'm like, it could be funny. I haven't watched. I don't know. I'm not inspired yet. We'll see. I might check it. I'll give it an episode or two and see how I feel. But it's just, there's a lot about this year's fandom that I was not okay. I just didn't care about. There's a lot I didn't care about. And it just kind of bums me out. It kind of does. Especially when we had no new Man of Steel announcement, and that bummed me out too. And no, we're not talking about Superman the comic. I don't care. I haven't read a new Superman comic in years. So I don't really care about what's happening in the comics, more or less. If I do, I just read highlights. I haven't read a new comic in a long time. So that I don't really give a care about. I'm asking for something cinematic. You know, I know they're doing a new Superman cartoon. Again, once again, we're still getting concept art and no actual footage. I'm out. Again, we got another year where you're just giving us concept art for the new Superman, like, animated series. Get out of my face. We at least got footage of the new Batman animated series that Bruce Timm's doing, which I am kind of excited for. And that was announced, and I think this is the first time I heard about it, in all honesty. But we already knew about the new Superman cartoon, and you still haven't given us any footage. Get out of here! Go eat, go have a smoothie. Man, I'm like, you know what I mean? You're wasting everybody's time. Ugh. I wasn't okay with it. And then now I'm seeing here online, people are talking about, the new Flash movie is going to be perfect to reset the DCEU for all of us. First of all, we have no universe to reset. And I feel like you're wasting people's time doing a time-traveling movie with Flash, when Flash is not even an established character yet. He's not. Yeah, this is the first thing you're gonna do with him is do a crossover, another crossover? He just did one, it's called Justice League. Now we're doing another one? Sit down. Here, have some cucumber sandwiches. Get out of my face. I'm like for me personally, I feel like this DC fandom of 2021 got a C-. You're about a couple of points away from being a D. That's how bad it was for me. I don't know about the rest of you guys. I was very disappointed. And I was back and forth with my friend, with Ian from the Stuff Podcast show. And we were laughing and making fun of it from left and right. So, and he's my DC guy. He's the guy I go to about DC comics. And even he was making fun of it. So clearly, and you know, my feelings are mutual about what was going on in fandom. He got so mad, he went and did yard work. Nobody wants to do yard work. He got mad so much about these announcements, he went and did yard work. That's how bad it was. Consider that. So anyways, this is the House of Darkner giving a C- to DC fandom. And there's a meme right now that just came out. It's about how Marvel has all the stuff they're dropping, especially this year. And DC, we still got nothing. Everything's 2022, 2023. And they're just like, and I think like 2024. I think it was another one. I just like, man, everything's out. It's out for next year and in next 2 years after that. Yeah, sit down. Take a seat, DC. Learn a lesson. Read a book. Oh, man. Tell me what you thought, if you even watched it. If you even watched DC fandom, if you watched any of the trailers or any of the teasers, because a lot of them were teasers. And we didn't get anything for a lot of stuff. We just got a lot of teasing, a lot of not even appetizers. We got weird like Costco samples, not even the good ones. It's in the little paper cup that's so small you can't tell what it is. That's the kind of samples we got from stuff that was supposed to be coming out. That's coming out next year, and the year after that, and the year after that. Anyways, I'm gonna go. Take a walk and hug my dog or something, because I need something to calm me down.